Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Jack Holdrick is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jack's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years he's been joining us as a member of our Brain Trust and helping us understand some of the things that are coming at us from the future. He's the author of a number of books, and almost all of them I think I've told you about when they were launched. Jump the Curve, for example. Also investing in nanotechnology, and one of my favorites, The Next Big Thing is Really Small. But I think your new one, Jack, is Foresight 2020, right?
That's correct, Jim.
Yeah, so welcome back, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. I still love your book, The Next Big Thing is Really Small. That's still one of my favorite books, Jack.
Well, that's great, and you know, a lot of the things I was talking about in that book are now reality.
Absolutely.
And more of them are coming into the future every day.
Jack was the first to talk to us about nanotechnology way back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. Jack, so we've got what you call 10 game-changing technologies that will transform the world next year, in 2015. You're saying these things are going to come to pass to some level in 2015. And the first one is AI, artificial intelligence. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so some of you might remember that 3 years ago, IBM pitted its supercomputer Watson against Jeopardy's all-time champion in a sort of a contest, and the computer won.
Right.
Well, that was 3 years ago, but now the computer's only gotten better, faster, smarter in the last 3 years, and it's now being essentially hired by banks, hospitals, and a whole host of other businesses to help improve their businesses. I mean, banks are using it to rapidly sift through millions of pages of information to help wealth advisors better advise their current clients. Hospitals are using it to rapidly diagnose, you know, disease, and so this is going to change a lot of different businesses. It's going to change a lot of different jobs. And if you're not careful, it might put you out of business.
Well, it's the disruption. What's happening right now, Jack, is that as new capability comes online, it's not only creating disruptions, because disruptions have been going on for a long time, right? I mean, disruptions are not new, but in this age, it seems, Jack, that it's creating disruptions that are coming from directions that we never thought of before.
That's absolutely right. I mean, I think that the best example is, I mean, and this is not directly related to AI, but is what Uber is doing to
right.
the taxi industry, and then ultimately to the automobile industry.
That's right. That's exactly right. And to logistics.
Absolutely.
See, that's the other thing. That's the sleeper. To me, when I look at Uber, I think of logistics. I don't just think of people. And that's a direction I think the trucking industry, the freight industry, has not thought about.
Well, you know, they haven't thought about it, but you know who has thought about it? Is Amazon. Amazon,
yep.
of course, is in the
mm-hmm.
delivery industry, and they're now looking at using Uber to help make deliveries, especially on a day like
right.
today, December 24th.
And by the way, the founder of one of Uber's competitors, Ruby Ride, is going to be on the next hour. We're going to talk to him in the
oh.
next hour. So excited about that. All right, but back to artificial intelligence. There's a lot of angst in among a lot of people these days that as to how dangerous artificial intelligence could become, not in 2015, but in the future. What do you stand on that, Jack?
Well, I think there's always the danger that we're creating technologies that we don't fully understand
right.
how they're going to ripple through society. But I will tell you, from my perspective, I am not sort of concerned about AI sort of overtaking humanity in any sense, like, you know, Space Odyssey 2001 and
right,
now.
Right.
But I think what people do have to understand is don't fear artificial intelligence and how it might negatively affect you. Start figuring out how you can harness the power of this technology to do your job, but to do it better, faster, mm-hmm. or more efficiently.
But also be offensive and defensive, because that disruption could happen to you. One of the things that I've been thinking about, Jack, and have been writing about for the last few couple of years, is not that I'm not concerned about artificial intelligence. I'm concerned at how we're using technology. I'm not worried about what technology is going to do to us. I'm worried about what we're going to do to ourselves as a result of technology. That's the concern that I have. I think that's going to happen first. Jack, quick break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Jack Oldrich. His last book is called Foresight 2020. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's the late Joe Crocker to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.